Christina. But now, again, we don't look for great speakers up here. We look for people that will share their thoughts. And the person that's going to share their thoughts with us, I've known for many years. I've seen the changes in this man that has just, I know, makes God jump up and clap his hands. The changes that I've seen him as he has taken a tighter and tighter hold of God's finger. I used to worry about him, you know, biker switchblade guy. I used to worry about him. But I don't worry anymore because he has a tight grip on the finger of God. He likes to get out there and talk about God. He likes to get out there and give his thoughts about God. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you don't need to be a great speaker. That's not necessary. But, you know, we all have thoughts that would be good for others to hear. You say, oh, no, I don't have anybody else that want to hear. Like Smirky back there with his hand over his mouth. He wants to make sure he doesn't say anything. See him back there? Everybody, look at Smirky, you see? Everybody's got to know Smirky. Look. Now, see that, how he holds his mouth because he doesn't want anybody to hear what he has to say. But I guarantee you, he would have some good thoughts for us to hear. But he won't let them out. But the young man is going to leave his thoughts out for us tonight. Never in his young years did he think that he would be up here talking about God. I could guarantee that. But now he loves it. So he's going to come up, share his thoughts about God, and that's our Felice. Here he comes.
I love him. I loved him before he loved himself.
This is true. Yeah, thank you. I always want to just sit back there and you keep going. How's everyone tonight?
Great.
Good. Tonight I was going to finish up my talk. I started one about maybe 4 weeks ago, and that one went about 45 minutes. So if I start to go over again, please stay out.
Okay. Out.
Get the hook.
Out.
Tonight what I'd like to talk about is spirit mediumship and these beautiful teachers that work with you and how you come about to know them. And once you do, they're amazing at what they'll do and help you with. But there's one little thing. You always have to ask them because God gave us that choice of free will. And they will never come in and take that away. So as you get to know your teachers and the different parts they play, when you need help in that area, you call on them. And I guarantee you, they will be down there in a heartbeat to help you and help you move stuff out of the way and whatever it is that you want to do. Just a medium is one who's sensitive to the vibrations because everything's energy and vibration. And so as we tap into a certain vibration, they're tapping in our vibrations too. And so that's where the blend comes in on that. And then everyone always asks me if mediums are born. Well, some are, yes. Others may have the lights turn on, so to say, by injury, a near-death experience, a car accident. Other ones may have the light turned on with meditation and certain breathing exercises you can do to raise that kundalini to pop open that third eye. So back in quite a few years ago, I'm going to tell my age a little, about 35 years ago, my grandmother told me there's only a handful of physical mediums, and she named them all out. And that was their thinking back then, because they had a lot of good information, but some of it was off, and that everyone can be a medium if they like to. All you have to do is meditate. Meditation is the most important part of this journey. For me, it is. And because when you do the meditation, you go within, you get to know who you are. And this is one important factor. Know thyself. That's very important, because if you don't know yourself and other energies come in, you'll go, what's this? Or you may mistake it for yours. Instead of going, this is not my energy. Out of the way, please. So you can develop and grow. And meditation is the key. It doesn't have to be long. 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. My grandmother used to get so mad at me because I used to go, I had a closet all blacked out. And I would go in there for about 7 hours at a time. And then when she found out, she gave me the right act. The earth things that we have is, this earth plane is for your soul's journey, for you, to learn about yourself, learn the different experiences and so forth. So when you're up in spirit and you're talking with your teachers and everything, and you're laying everything out that you wanted to do, even the people you want to meet. Now, those contracts could be a minute, a day, a year, a lifetime. So, they took it right out of my head on that one. Okay, here we go. Is the way we learn these lessons about what we set up for ourselves. And, you know, when I first realized that and they told me that, I said, there's no way in, you know what, that I could have possibly set that up for myself. Why on earth would I want to go through that? Well, it was for my soul's growth to do it, because this earth plane is a school ground. And we're down here to learn. Sometimes we're in the classroom playing, playground playing. Sometimes we get sent to the principal's office. But we're down here for our soul's growth. Excuse me. Cotton mouth. For our soul's growth and what we learn. Now, the people that come in and help us with our soul's growth is, we may not know them or we may know them. And we may seem like they're just a miserable SOB. But when you're in spirit, you got together and say, hey, while I'm down here, will you help me with my spiritual growth? And this is where they come up with white hat, black hat, back in the cowboys' days. Black hat was not so good. White hat was good. But this one soul that's supposedly playing the bad guy is actually helping you with your spiritual lesson. So does that make him a bad guy or a good guy? We always look at everything with our spiritual eyes. We don't look with material on the earthly. You look at with the spiritual and the third eye. Once you start doing that and really getting that down, you'll be surprised about how many things make sense to you where once they didn't make sense. You couldn't understand them. Always look with that spiritual eye on that. Keep a look at the clock this time. The different roles that they play is, we have our inner band, our inner circle. And those consist of the master teacher. He kind of takes charge of everything. And he makes sure everything's in line. And if someone comes in, he runs a background check, so to say, to see if this person's okay, the spirit's okay to come into your field and to help you with what you want. Then you have your protector. That's your big Indian. And at times, they may seem bigger than life when you see them and you first get the glimpse at them, because they stand about 7, 8 feet tall. And they're very protective. You call them, and they will help you with it. A lot of times, I would forget to lock the house up, and I'd ask Blue Feather to go over there, that's my big Indian, to watch out everything until I got back. And not once did I have anything stolen, anything missing. And the house was perfectly fine, but I knew he was standing guard there with those energies and vibrations. Remember, everything is energy and vibration. I say that a lot because it's so very important to get to know that. That when you're not feeling good, sometimes it could be someone else. And they were thinking of you, or you walked into their energy, and all of a sudden you go, you know what? I was feeling really good. Now I'm not feeling so good. Because it's the other person's energy that you tapped into. Know thyself. So very important. You have your doctor of philosophy, a spirit guide to assist you in your spiritual growth and studies. So you would call on this doctor to help you with your studies. For what you want to learn, this person will help you pick out the right book, go to the right place. You ever had that time where you were looking for something and just automatically you were led there, or a book came off the shelf and just dropped right in front of you? That's your doctor of philosophy coming in to help you with that. The other part is your chemist doctor. Now, your chemist doctor comes in and changes the materials within the body, the cells, if you will, for physical mediumship. Any kind of physical mediumship, that doctor comes in and he's in charge of helping you get all the chemicals ready and getting everything go so you can do your job, so to speak. Now, the other one is your healing teacher. This person, when you're doing healing on yourself or someone else, this person would come in and help you with your healing to assist you in that by adding, tapping into it and adding to it so you have like a battery, so you're getting a jump charge on it. Then your other one is your joy guide. I just love these ones. They come in when things aren't going so good, and they'll make you laugh. They'll hide the keys. They'll hide something. And then you ever got that where you're looking for something, and you looked in that same spot for like 7 times, 8 times, and all of a sudden you turn around, and it's right there. That's your joy guides coming in and having a little fun. But here's the kicker with these joy guides. They're very old, but they come in as either as a little boy or as a little girl to help uplift the mood and all that. And these beings, they're very powerful. They hold a lot of energy, but they want to come in as children because the innocence of a child. And that's a little easier to get start laughing and getting to know them. The other one is your message bearer. Now, these ones come in and they help you with the messages. So you would ask them to come in and you would state the purpose why you want them there and where you'd like to help from. Because if you don't, they'll stand back in the wings and they'll just look and then they'll go, you'll ask them, say, well, why didn't you show up? Why weren't you there? You didn't ask me. So I was in the audience watching. You have to ask first. You have your outer band. Now, your outer band is the ones that, say, you have something going on with the computer. And so then you ask your teacher, could you go find me a person that knows computers to help me with that? And so your teacher would go out there and find a person. Then they would come in and they would help you get things going. They would put a thought pattern in your head, certain keys and that. But they would help you with that because that's their specialty that they work on. Now, here's the kicker on this one. It's never one way. It's always 50-50. As they're helping us, we're helping them to progress on the other side, too. Because learning does not stop just because you're over there. It keeps going. And this is how they come in to help to move forward some different things. You could have the outer band could be anywhere from 5 to 10 people that you want to help you. You can get them for all sorts of things. I have one, his name's Kaluga, and anything with cars, he comes and takes care of it. He fixes it. And when I see people on the road, I ask Kaluga to come in and to help them. And he does, and a lot of times they get the car up and running, and then they end up scratching their head going, you know, I did that all before. What happened here? Energy and vibration. Then you have your universal teachers. And these beings have so much love. It's absolutely, that's all I can say on them. There is no word, actually. You got St. Francis, a universal teacher. No one blank on his name. White Eagle, universal teacher. You ask them to come in and help. Yes, they work with on a universal energy, but they come in and work with you because they love to do that with us and to serve. Because as we're doing serving, they come in and serve too. They're wonderful beings. You get to know them, and you'll see a lot of things to start changing in your life, a lot of things that's going on. And then you have your stupid neck. Neck's out tonight. And so when it does that, it hits the pages, and it's just like little energy waves going through. Drives me crazy. Probably my joy guide. Yeah, that way you go in and you can't say the devil made you do it. You go, my teacher made me do it. your inner band. And so you would want to take a piece of paper and write down for your inner band. Because as you go through it, you'll get confused. Because the teacher will come in. And so you write on a piece of paper that's your master teacher, doctor of philosophy, your chemist teacher, your healer, your big Indian, your joy guide, message bearer. And keep track of that. When you go into meditation, ask for one of them to come in. And ask them to come in and to make themselves known by tapping on the shoulder, a shiver going down the back, something you can identify with that you know that's that teacher you're working with. And you work with them for about 7 days, and then you move on to the next. I guarantee you that if you work on these and you call these different beings in, you'll see some marvelous things start to happen in your life, things that you didn't think was possible, because everything is energy and vibration, and you're starting to tap into that. Notes. See, that's one of them calling now. In spiritualism, they believe you have five to seven teachers that you work with, that you come down to work with. That's their belief, and because there's a lot more that you can come and work with. You got your outer band, your inner band. Your joy guide, whoever they may bring in too. You can have a lot of different guides helping you with all sorts of things and taking care of it. So please remember to ask for help with your teachers, the guides. If you have any questions and you didn't remember the roles they play and all that, come and let me know. And if you give me your email address, then I'll send you over that. And then that way you'll have an outline you can use and something to go by on that. I want to thank you for allowing me to share tonight. It has been an absolute joy for me. And hope to see everyone again. Many blessings. Make a dash for the door.
Life together. Thank you.
Yeah, your help.
I used to worry about him. I don't worry anymore. Stupid.
Yep.
No more.
Nope, just a couple slaps upside the head a few times.
Well, no, don't. I didn't know you gave me that opportunity. No, I don't worry about him anymore. He took a hold of God's finger and he's holding on. And I'm really proud of him because he was not so good to himself for a lot of years. He was out there with his lessons that he was learning, and he learned a lot of lessons the hard way. The hard way. Oh, how I used to worry about that man. Don't anymore. He took a hold of God's finger and allowed himself to be lifted up. And isn't it interesting how we all work? See, I don't work with it that, what would I say, that intricate? Would that be the word? I don't know. I just think, you know, God help. And so we're all different. And I am so proud of that man, really. And